Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mann. Yeah, she's my co-host. I didn't say that. I forgot that part.
Oh,
yeah.
That's important to know.
It is important.
I may not figure it out that I'm here as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Carol from New York is the first to arrive in our chat room. Welcome.
You know, Carol, what that sounded like when you said Carol from New York? What?
It's Saturday night.
Exactly.
We're going to have a Saturday Night Live on Friday.
Yep.
So we should just be like, happy 4th of July to anyone that applies to. If you're having fun this weekend with family and friends, more power to you. Mm-hmm. I do want to make the announcement that if you are watching this on YouTube, it is not live. It's not live. But if you do want to watch us live, we do look at your comments if you're looking on my page, and then I share them with Julia. So you got to make them really, really good to make me want to share them, though. Okay. Like, yeah.
Make them good.
Look at me.
That's stars.
And yeah. I want the look at me comment, and then I'll share it with her. So, but if you want to watch us live and you are not watching us live, please go to BBS Radio on Facebook on Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and then everybody else can figure theirs out, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the rest of the world, you know.
Yeah, if I were to say Europe, I think you're 8 hours ahead from 5. So they wouldn't be 8 hours from you. It'd be 6. See, it gets complicated. Did your mom write a book about that?
like maybe convoluted.
Convoluted time zones.
Yeah. We okay. did a show on it. We did a show on it one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it was right after a trip and we had gone to, I can't remember if it was, there's like a couple of areas, and Australia is one of them. When you fly within it, you actually, it changes a half an hour. It doesn't do an hour.
Yeah.
And I think India might be another one. There's like two that I know, you know, that I've experienced myself. And that is just weird. It's like, it's enough for you to go through it. And then you do a half an hour. And it's like, that doesn't compute in the brain or the body.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why even mess with it for 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love you guys anyway. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Katrina. We got you guys in here. Let's chat it up. So, extraordinary experiences this week. I think we both have had them.
Yes.
Yeah. We should share a little bit about that.
I think that'd be great. Yeah. Because it's like, if you tell me, I shared about it on the show this morning. And I was like, do we need to talk about it again tonight? I was asking them. They're like, yes, this is very important.
All right, then.
Okay.
Out of the floor.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember it now?
I remember the event. And that's like,
that's the point.
That's what's important. What I was thinking, what those thoughts, I have no idea. I remember the event. And that will not leave me. And I think, and we'll get to what I think is the really important part. And that's what they're saying. It's important for that. So that'll make sense.
Important. Well, we had talked about it on another show and now it's starting to happen and we're both experiencing it. And,
right. And this, cause we're always talking about it. And I think that was, and that's when I called you. So I was like, I have to talk to somebody and you were the only one I was for sure. I knew would be there. Or I was hoping. I was like, you might be in a session. I don't know.
And it's because I have nothing else to do. You're the only one I know that would actually be there. Oh my God.
I was hoping you would be there. I was taking a chance because, you know, you could have been in a session. And, but it was like, that was my inclination was to call you because it was like, oh my gosh, we talk about this all the time and it's happening. It was like, I mean, it's one thing to talk about it and it's theory. And even when we talk about it in theory, because that's coming from a place of knowing, it's like we have a really good idea of what it will be like, right? But when it actually happens, it's like, no, that's not it. That's not how, it's not like the theory at all. Right. And that's what's important for people to know and understand. So that's why they want to, because it's like, we need to, and it was also, and I'll go more into this, will make so much sense when I get to the end, but that's like, this, these little prefaces are important. We so many of us say we want it. Oh, come on, give it to me. I'm ready and all this. And that's what this was showing me, because I do that too. It's like, hey, give me whatever I'm ready for. And
yeah. And
this was like, it really does have to be done in baby steps, or at least with me. I think
with all of us, mm-hmm. there's so much to know that if we get too much at one time, one, we're going to get it out of order and mm-hmm. and probably mix it in like soup when it needs to be steps. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and then this morning what came was, it was very important that it goes slowly, because if this happened quickly, is that you?
What happened?
The windows are closed. I can't be getting outside noises. It sounds like a some kind of a bug that makes this vibrating noise. That was weird. There it goes again. It must be really loud, and I'm hearing it from outside.
I'm not hearing it. If I knew what it was, though, I'd sure be messing with you right now. Absolutely.
Could be a bird. Anyway, it's something outside. But where was I? That's a squirrel.
I love this show just for the fact that we get to share this interaction with you guys.
Yeah, well, but this is real. And this is how it is. And what was I talking about? I know I was talking about that other stuff, but it was like this. Oh, it was that if it came in too fast, this is what came in this morning. And it was like this, you know how you get those sensations of this is really important. This is really, I mean, it's like, otherwise I'm just saying what I'm experiencing, and I'll get this thing. That's that knowing part. And it's just a whatever, it's them coming in. It's something, I don't know, but it's like, whoa, this is serious. This is whatever. But it was like, if this stuff came in too fast, it could definitely throw you off balance. It could definitely throw the conscious mind for a kilter. It could definitely overwhelm the conscious mind so that it might actually shut down.
Wow.
And so that's why it's very important that, like you're saying, the order, and it comes at a pace that you can handle.
Yeah. So we don't want anybody to think they're going crazy or anything.
Right. Exactly. And that's so much of, not, I don't know about everybody, but I bet a lot of people that are having mental diagnoses, this is some of the stuff. I mean, you know, it's just, they're opening up. And some of the people I've talked to, they open up so fast.
Yeah.
It's a wonder they are able to put two things together and keep putting feet in front of the other. And because it can be, it's foundation shaking, that, and the conscious mind has issues with things like that.
Yeah.
When your world is like, what's real, what's solid, you know, it wants to know what's solid all the time. And it's like, when stuff happens, it's like,
well, and yeah, we're gonna start getting used to none of it's real. So,
yeah. Exactly. And that's what they're always saying, just, yeah, don't hang on to any of it. So,
yeah.
So anyway, what happened, and it's going to sound, so I hope I didn't build it up and now it's like anticlimactic. because it wasn't, anyway, this is like the middle of the week, and I was driving on the highway, and you know how you're just thinking about, you know, it's the thoughts that are going on with your life. It can be anything. They're coming from everywhere, you know, and it can be what happened that day. It can be things you're preparing to do. It's just your normal thinking for your life at that time. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And I'm doing that, and I'm thinking about things that had happened and things that, and whatever, I'm preparing and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, something came in my conscious mind or whatever, I don't know. And it steps in. It's like, that didn't happen. It was just like this jolt. All of a sudden it's like, what? Cause it's like, I'm just doing my thing. I'm just thinking my thoughts. And all of a sudden it's like, that didn't happen. Where is that? None of that happened. What is this?
But yet you have this memory of it.
Right. And yeah. Like I said, and as soon as that happened, cause it was this moment, you know, everything just went, you know, at that point. And it was like, I went from one place to another. And then as soon as that happened, it was like all of those thoughts that I was thinking just started wisping away. I mean, they were evaporating so fast. I couldn't grab them. What was I even thinking? And that's what I'm saying. I don't remember any of those thoughts. I mean, I think when I called you, I might have remembered a little bit.
You
I don't
did.
Remember
that. And then, okay. And then we were both like at the end of that conversation, neither one of us could remember what you said.
Right. It was going so fast. It was going away. And now I have no inkling of what the thoughts were. I mean, because it was like, probably like you said, by the end of that phone call, I had no inkling. I mean, it was so fast evaporating. But I remember that event. I remember it was like, I'm this way 1 second. And then the next second I'm here. And it's like, so I shifted dimensions. I shifted timelines. I shifted something. But the thing about, see, we're always doing this.
Yeah.
We're always doing this. But the thing that was different about this was I was aware.
Yeah. There was no veil between, between the events or the memories.
Exactly. Yeah. And then once I got solid back here, that one disappeared. And which is what happens in a session, you know, which is really cool. It's what happens when we dream. We're off having our adventures. And then we come back. I remember those dreams are just evaporating so fast and we don't remember them. When we come out of a session, a QHHT session, you're totally aware of everything's going on. You're aware that you're here. You're aware that you're there. You're aware of all this stuff. And then you come back and that stuff, it's like, whiz, and come back, you know, and thank goodness in a session, we have a recording.
Yes.
So,
cause you're not going to remember all of that.
No. Yeah. And so that's where, and they were like, yeah, this is where we are now, is to be at this place where we're aware that it's happening. And that's why they wanted me to say something. Because it's like, this is important. This is part of our development. This is where we're going. And this is what we've talked about so many times, is that we will be, we've both been told we are going to be aware. I was told of 8. We're going to be where we can see 8 lives simultaneously. And I don't remember if you ever had a number or anything, but you were getting that message.
Well, they were telling... So are you saying 8 lives you would be aware of? Okay.
Well, they say lives, but what if it might be dimensions? You know, it might be timelines. Yeah. It might be, I don't know. At that time, I didn't have an understanding of timelines. I didn't have an understanding of that way.
So they're using your references. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And that happens, you guys. They're going to use your references. So we might all be saying the same thing, but we have different references for it. Right. So our higher selves and our spiritual guides are going to be using our references.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was
years ago that I was told that. Years ago.
That's so cool. Cause this has been within probably the last 6 months to a year that it came in, that we were going to start remembering 2 or more timelines. It weren't going to overwhelm us with it, but we were going to have memories of both of them as if they both have happened. And then you're sitting there trying to figure out, well, which one am I in?
Yeah.
And, So it's an interesting experience. The one that sticks with me the most was the one that I was telling you about the other night with the car, where I was driving through a stoplight and there was a white car on the side of the road. And I had such a clear memory of this car, like the woman driving it, the dog in the passenger seat. It was a white Subaru with black trim, newer model. I mean, unbelievable, amount of memory of this vehicle. And I remember driving past it while I was waiting to turn. And then as I got up further, it was ahead of me. And it was the same woman, the same dog, the same everything. And I was just kind of a little bit blown away by it. So I was like, wait a minute, I just passed that car. How did it get up here? And Spirit was telling me, you're witnessing 2 timelines. One, you were at the stoplight waiting for her to turn. And the other one, she was at the stoplight waiting for you to go. And so that's how she ended up in front of me, as I was bouncing between those two timelines. And that one was really, that was when I got the message that we're going to start seeing and understanding and really living two timelines, where we're going to have, at first it's going to be like that, like what we're getting, like little teasers.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be like, well, which one do I want? You know, we're going to get a little forward vision on that. Like, they made a show like that. The guy was a bicycle delivery guy in the big city, and they would, he would get a package and he'd start riding his bike and he's going through the city, and they show him looking at everything. And then they'll of course show the little lines that are routing him, and he's looking. And then he sees the one that's the best route, and then he'll take that one. And that's what I see us doing. It's like, we're going to see all these forward movement timelines, and we're going to be able to pick.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see them very clearly. And, you know, I'm sure that's what we would consider now to be psychic, but it's going to be normal.
I don't know if it's even psychic. It's like, we do it now, but we do it from this other level, that level that it can see the bigger picture, it can see the different options, where this level, it just on this path, you know, and it's like we're moving into that area, or we're being aware. It's really the awareness part that's changing. We've been doing it all the time, you know, right. From this, and we move around and everything. And then from that other vantage point, we're making choices as to which one do I want to be on? Where do I want to be based on what I'm doing right now, what I want to accomplish, whatever, you know, what words I'm choosing to think. And so that's going to move me in this direction. Yeah. And so now it's like, it will be where it's more conscious. It's conscious awareness of it. That's the huge difference. And yeah, and I remember telling you, it's like, yeah, it's one thing to talk about it. And then when you start having
it, it's like,
well, this isn't what I thought it was going to be like at all. I mean, and this was just one little bitty thing.
Yeah, this is just a little drop in the bucket of what's opening up for us in these realities as we keep evolving, as we keep inviting this knowledge to come in and to integrate with it. So it's really cool times. I think it's been great. I was telling you about a dream that I just think there's something connected to this dream with what happened to me. And if you don't mind, I would love to share this, because in the dream, there was like two parts. It was like, I met these people. They were very blonde haired and sparkly blue eyes. And I knew them. And in the dream, I mean, they were dressed like us, and you know, it's not like they showed up in uniforms or anything. They were dressed in regular clothes. I just knew I knew them. Mm-hmm. And then it was like the dream reset itself and I started it over. And this time there was a whole row of them sitting on like a sectional. I remember it was like an L-shaped sectional. And I'm looking at all these people. Now there's several of them. And they all had the same sparkling blue eyes. And that's the part that I noticed. And I'm looking, I'm like, wow, their eyes are so pretty. And then I was like, oh, I know this one. And I know that one. And I know this one. And I know some of these guys. And then again, I woke up. Well, my next client was blonde with sparkly blue eyes. And I just was blown away by that, because I don't have a full recollection of it. Probably if I went back and really dug into it, I could figure it out. But I think the morning of that dream, because it was in the morning, I believe that this person booked that afternoon for, and it was crazy because it was a day that somebody else had to reschedule. So then it became open, but it was like, when it comes open like that, it's almost never you book it, because it's just too, not enough time. And all of a sudden she books that thing. Well, then I found out she had to fly in for it and, you know, make all these arrangements within 24 hours of her booking that appointment. She had to be on a flight. And I'm just like, wow. And I was just sitting there thinking, man, her eyes just make me think of that dream. Well, so I was telling you that it's like, I think there was two male and two females that I recognized. And she was telling me that she had two sons and a daughter. So there would be the balance of that. And I'm like, is it possible that we were connecting on that higher realm and setting this appointment up, and it all came available, and boom, it lands into place. Poof, here she is. We had a great time. She is a level one practitioner, just about to start her internship, so I'm very excited for her with that too. So if you are watching and you know who you are, welcome. So, but I just think that, you know, we're having these extraordinary experiences.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the more we recognize them, I think the more we're going to recognize them, and there's going to be more right. of them to recognize. So,
yeah, you know, they've always said with our abilities, because we, I don't have anything like them. And it's like, it starts very small and just acknowledge it, you know, and when you do that, then that opens it and invite it. It's not that it's increasing it or speeding it up or anything like that. It just, it's making it where you're more aware of it. You know, and I'm just one of those people, I want to be aware of what's going on, you know, and so it's allowing that. It just keeps opening it. It's building that muscle. That's what the abilities and stuff, you're building that, man, something's going on here. My nose all of a sudden, as we're talking
about the this. Message, you need to give a message because it's not happening to this nose.
Mm. We'll see. But and maybe that's what I'm doing right here. This is the message. Because it was coming, that's when I was saying that. Yeah. Squirrel again.
I wish I could help you, but I got so distracted with squirreling you that I forgot to.
Okay, so, well, it has to do with the acknowledging it. Yeah, if anything that happens, rather than the first thing being, you know, it's not anything, maybe just... My thing, my go-to is cool. What else? You know, and it may not be anything, but I'm open to the possibility that it's something.
Yeah.
And that just, that acknowledges it in itself. Plus, you know, it just keeps you open. And, you know, I know there's stuff going on. I know it as a knowing. I've just seen enough, you know, like, see, here it is. There's the message. I've seen it enough. I've seen it around other people. I've seen it where they tell me they're constantly communicating with us. They're constant. It's like we have so much stuff around us that we are completely oblivious to. So to me, it's like anything that comes through, that's something that we were aware of. Yeah. That's something that's been there that we weren't aware of before, maybe, and we are aware of now. So yay, grab it. Thank you. Cool. What else? You know, I'm ready. I want to know more. Keep showing me.
And there's so much that I think it was, I want to say it was my mom. So if I got the wrong person, I apologize. But we were talking and she said, did you know that there's colors that we can't even see?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, isn't that fun that this kind of thing is getting out there? Yeah. And like, yeah, there's so many spectrums of colors and lights that we don't see. Because we're not open to that yet, but as we get open to it, we're going to start seeing so many more frequencies and colors and sound.
Yeah. Something came here this morning when Kaya was talking about something, and that's how we all work, you know, if somebody's talking, then things will come in, and that's how my stuff works anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'll usually get stuff, and but then the opportunity wasn't there after he finished for me to. It was like, I'm trying to figure out if this is real. I mean, it wasn't really relevant. You know, I couldn't see the relevance. It maybe would have been. I don't know. I know better than to not acknowledge things like that. And to, so it's yeah. like, so I'm going to do it now. Because it came up again just now when you were talking. So it's like, there must be something here. And it has to do with the way that our minds filter things out, you know, they filter like 99%
oh, wow, that's a lot of filtering.
What's around us, what's going on, all the things. And what they were showing, they said, yeah, what's available to you is like a smorgasbord. I mean, it's yeah. everything imaginable. And yeah. then you're picking and choosing what you want by your thoughts. So whatever you're focusing on, then that's where it's going to go. So you're going to filter everything else out except the things that correlate with what your thoughts and your words and your beliefs and all those things are. But it's yeah. like everything's available. And it's just, which ones do you want?
Yeah. What are you focusing on? Like, even right now, as you're watching us on the show, there's things going on around you, but where's your focus? Hopefully on us right here. But all the other things going on, you know, and I think this is the same way of saying the same, or a different way of saying the same thing. You're saying 99% filtered out. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was in one of the little courses that I took, and they were saying that we take in like 5 million pieces of information at any given moment, but we only comprehend about 5,000 pieces of it.
Yeah. So see, that's what?
So the same, yeah, that's the 1% or whatever.
Exactly.
And so that's why all of us can be at the same event and tell a different story about what we saw.
Exactly.
You know, we're all going to have a different experience with that. Mm-hmm. So we could all be watching the same thing. And there's a really good little quote that goes around there that, and I'm going to mess it up if I try to say it, but it's basically saying that we can all be looking at the same thing and tell a different story. So it's going through our filters. It's going through our experiences. It's how we interpret it and all the good things. So yes, it's an amazing thing to be alive. That's for sure. We're in some really extraordinary times of change. And, you know, again, where are you putting your energy? What are you putting your time into? What are the feelings that you are allowing to be expressed through you? Because, you know, you and I, we don't watch news. We don't watch, get involved with that stuff. Matter of fact, most of the stuff I get is if somebody posts something on Facebook, I'll be like, what? When did that happen?
So I'm the same way.
Uh-huh. Or somebody will ask me something and I'm like, what are we talking about? Yeah. But, you know, I talked to somebody the other day that was like, I just had gotten back from the beach and it was so beautiful out. Mm. And sunny, beautiful skies. It was still cold because Oregon coast can be cold, but it was beautiful out. And I just had like just this nice little retreat. Get back and I'm talking to somebody and they're like, I just know we're going to end up in war. And I just know we're going to end up in this and that and this and this. And I'm like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, what? And and then Sunday we had a beautiful, beautiful sound healing event that we were just on cloud 9. That was another one of those moments where I don't think we were on this planet because it was 100-degree day outside and we were experiencing 75, 80, breezy. Everybody was comfortable. It was beautiful. We went on for 4 hours like that. And nobody was, you know, getting overwhelmed or overheated or anything. And then we stop and all of a sudden it's like, man, when did it get so hot? And, you know, and it was like, all of a sudden it's all hitting us. And I'm like, ooh, I'm sweating now.
Yeah.
But we get in these little bubbles, we get in our own little universes and we get to have those experiences. And we got to do that. And we all just floated home on Sunday, you know, and it was like so beautiful. The people that were there were amazing. And, you know, we got to have that experience. And then I realized that there's other people that are having a completely different experience because of where they're putting that attention. Right. And, you know, I don't even know how to say it best because I know there was a time when I felt obligated to put my attention on stressful things in the world as well.
Oh, and me too.
Go
me
down too. Every rabbit hole and do all of that. But then when I fully started to understand that the best way to help the planet is to bring in the light. And how do we bring in the light other than to find our joy, to be in our happiness, to do the things we love doing? Because then we're bringing in this bright light of energy. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that overpowers that shadow, right? So,
yeah, but you know, that shadow is only there in the world of the people that believe the shadow is there. So see, we're really, when we do that, we do it for ourselves. And we're hopefully it will pour over and maybe have a ripple effect on other people. And they'll see that.
Yeah.
Some reason things don't happen. Why are you not upset? Why are you not? How do these? It's like, because, you know, this is my world. Mm-hmm. My world, you know, and there's all this stuff going on and people, it's like, oh my gosh, I mean, how can people make it? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? We study this stuff and it's like, you know, when you're, it's a feeling thing. this is what keeps coming through. And this was something else that happened this morning. It's like I was taking Rocket for a walk. I do that every morning. And that's when it really becomes evident to me, is that you can choose, because it's so beautiful out there in nature. And it's like, you have a choice. I mean, it's like a completely neutral area, and there's no influences or anything of whatever. And it's like, I can really truly feel what I feel at that point. And it's like, which way do I want my energy to go? What do I want to feel? And I want to feel secure. I want to feel that I'm always okay. I want to feel, so see those things, and that's it. And that's all you have to do. You feel them, you know that that's your reality. Cause when your world is like that, you feel it, right? So doesn't it go hand in hand? And if you feel it, then your world will be like that. See Absolutely. How that works?
So I got another little example that as you were telling that, it popped in for me, and this happened just a couple hours ago. My youngest son is in driver, you know, he's got his learner's permit for driving. Mm-hmm. So we go out and we're driving around because he's going to take his driver's test soon, and I want to make sure that he knows what he's doing. So we get out there and we're in a very heavy traffic-y time of the day, like a lunch break or whatever. It was very, very, a lot of traffic. Oh, and then there was road construction. So he pulls out and it is just streams of traffic. Mm. And he's sitting in that and he's getting a little bit frustrated. He's like, oh, this is taking forever. And I said, you know, though, it doesn't have to. See if you can get over one more lane, and then we'll take that exit, right, or that street right there, and we'll go around the chaos and take a different route. And so he did, the car, you know, we set that intention, the car behind us just slowed down, let him over, and we took the next right, and we kind of took a back way around and took a different street home, and it was all country and pretty and relaxed and easy going, and we didn't have to go through any of that chaos, because we just went around it, and we were relaxed. And but it was interesting, because, you know, one of the things that I often tell people is, when you relax, then the solutions come in.
Yes.
And when he's over there just like white knuckling that steering wheel, like, oh my gosh, we're gonna be in this for an hour, you know, just, and it could have been, because they were paving a stretch of the street there, and they were only letting cars through, you know, so everybody's got to funnel in. And it was like, it was such an easy solution. Mm-hmm. And really every one of the cars on the street could have done what we did and bypassed that stretch of construction.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't, they stayed there. They were all in the heat and frustrated and da da da, and we were off and doing our thing. We could have went around and got back on the same road, but then I was like, let's just take the back way home. And we went through some country roads, and
it was
really nice out. So again, we make choices, and maybe it was a little bit longer route home, but was it? Because we weren't sitting in traffic.
Exactly. It wasn't.
It really wasn't. And so there's where one way isn't working, open yourselves up. There's probably another way. Mm-hmm. And find it. Maybe there was multiple ways.
Right. So,
yeah.
And like you said, so you relaxed. And if you will relax and then feel that feeling is so important. Feeling the way you want, whatever it is you want in your world, whatever it is you want, that what is the feeling that's associated with it? Yeah. Feel that. And then see how that attracts. That will just boom right there to the events, to everything that makes up that feeling. It has to.
Yeah.
That's how it works. But when you're all uptight and nervous, guess what you're attracting? That stuff.
Bunch of company.
Mm-hmm. uptight, nervous stuff.
Yep. That's so true. Mm-hmm. So I want to go jump back in here. We got some new people in the chat. We got Chris, we got Lucas, we've got, I think I said Cindy already, but just in case, hello Cindy, Amy, Lenny, Michelle, we got Carol, but we can say hi to Carol again.
Yay.
And everybody's in there chatting away, so enjoying the conversations, and let's all keep if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask.
Well, or if you guys have these experiences happening, I would love to hear about it. I would love to know, because I know I mean, that's the feeling I had, is this is what's happening. This is where we're going. This is, it's not just us that this is happening to. I bet this is happening to others. So I would love to hear about that.
Yeah. I will read what Cindy has on here just because it's always a good topic to talk about. She says, I keep channeling other people's emotions, which is confusing because it seems like it's me.
It does.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first things. That's one of the first things I was taught as I was starting to open up a psychic. You know, I was calling this, yeah, I was calling psychics all the time. This is a long time ago. Okay. Then I went through a spell where I called Tracy all the time. but we're talking way eons ago. Okay. And I would have things like that and be like, why am I feeling so, what's going on? I'm just, and it was like, I can't remember, it'd be something, it'd be energy and, or it'd be some kind of emotion. And the psychic, she said, look, you're going to have these abilities. This is you opening up, blah, blah, blah. She goes, this is something you have to know. This is like the very first thing that you really need to understand is you need to just be able to discern what's yours and what's not yours. What's your energy? What's not your energy? What's your feeling? Is that yours? What are you, it's like, so if you have that, it's the emotions, worry or whatever. It's like, then you look around, well, is there anything that I'm worried about? What am I, you know? And if it's not, then it's not yours, you know? And if it's energy, because see here, this is going again. Otherwise, it's the energy, you know.
Energy. The other thing is the ears. You'll notice it's ears, both going for our ears, or we get a tickle up here. I've noticed we both will do that, but yeah, somebody's talking. Yeah, so. You guys get to see us in our best.
but yeah, just know, I mean, first look at it and it's like, is that mine? Is that something, you know, is there something going on or whatever that I'm feeling that way about? And if it's not, then it's not yours, you know? And so it's just acknowledging just that it's not yours or it is yours, whatever, you know? But that's just saying you're very sensitive, empathic, whatever, you know, that empath word has gotten so much, whatever mileage lately, but it's okay. That's just, you're sensitive.
Yeah.
That's where we're, you know, this is the world. Gosh, here we go again. We need to understand each other. Remember, we're all connected. We're all in this world. And doesn't it make sense that we need to understand each other? We need to feel each other to know what's going on. They have said, I remember this being in, I think it was in the Nostradamus, one of the books. And they were talking about how, at this certain time, whatever, it's like, you know, all the stuff that, you know, the powers that be keep trying all the old fear use and stuff like that. And they're like, and all their stuff. And they're like, but it won't work at this time because everybody is intuitive and they can see through all this stuff and they understand what's really going on. And that's where we are. And so see how it's necessary to be able to feel other people and to see, because you'll know immediately what that person is really about. It's not what they're showing you. It's what's real. You'll be able to see right through them.
And there's going to be a time where that tool is going to be so phenomenal for us to use that with our telepathy, with our ability to feel each other's energies when we're out of the fear, when we're out of all of that. And we're in that fifth dimensional frequency. But it's also why these guys say they don't come into our world in the physical for us to see them. Because the energies, if you think you're feeling that other people's energies come on you, imagine how these very sensitive beings are feeling if they were to come into our energy when we're angry or hurt or frustrated or whatever we're doing.
Right. Yeah,
so. You know, that's where if we want to interact more with these extraterrestrials, I can't do it, Julia. if we want to open up to more of it, then we need to let go of those fears, because then it just becomes, I mean, the more we let go of that fear, the more we just get to swim in this bliss and fun. Mm-hmm. And it's not to say that we're always there, but we do get to play in it quite a bit. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fear, it will definitely hold you. That's what I said. We have to release fear, judgment, Those are two biggies, two major, major biggies.
Guilt.
Because they will hold you to the 3D vibration, the feet, all that stuff, you know? So it's like, they are nowhere in this other realm and these things. And as we evolve, they have no place. So that's why if it's not even an, if you want to go, that kind of thing. I mean, that right. whole ascension stuff. I mean, it's like, that's all happening. Now, how do you want to do it?
You're already there. Talk to the future self. It'll tell you. Mm-hmm. But here's one of the things, because you know I like to play with these wonderful ET beings, these fabulous energies. If you want to work on your empath with not holding on to it, but getting the information that's valuable without holding on to it and knowing that it's not yours when it's coming in, I've been told it's the mantis beings you want to work with. Fun, right? So call in your mantis beings and always ask for the highest and best of frequencies to come through you so that, you know, you're playing at a beautiful level for yourself and you're not going to get overwhelmed.
Only the highest and best can come to you if you let go of fear. You let go of the judgment. See, that's what I mean by those things, those that attracts like attracts like. So that's another reason you let go of fear so that you won't draw in anything that is created out of fear.
True. Yes.
So it can only be your highest and best. I mean, see, you're.
Well, and it always will be.
You want control? It'll be that if you let the stuff go.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Tracy.
What you're actually saying is accurate because you don't need that verbiage. Whatever comes in will be your highest and best good.
Always.
Wherever you're at. It's always going to meet you where you're at. So if anything, it's showing you where you're at with what comes in.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. Yes. And that's why you want to be aware of what's going on around you, because that's exactly it. It will show you where you are within yourself, with yourself.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you got to be honest with yourself, you know, and it may take some versus like, because you got to be brutally honest. Oh, this is crap. What did I do? But I did this, you know, I created crap. I attracted crap. Where did that come from? From me. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. What part did I play in it? So now what can I do about it? Because you're the conduit, so you can change you. That's the beautiful thing. The one thing you have control over. And you can change
it sneaks up. I tell you, it'll sneak up on you. And then it's like, man, I thought I cleared that. Man, I thought I worked on that. Mm-hmm. But it does. It'll sneak in and it'll.
You like that?
Yeah. It'll be like, tap, tap, tap. Hey, you.
Sometimes it's boom. It's more than a tap, tap.
Well, and, you know, there was, what was it? I think it was somewhere. Over winter, I think it was, when I was like really experiencing a lot of narcissism around me. Mm. And it was like the gaslighting, the, you know, it's like, you know, hey, I'm going to use my kids as an example. So I asked the kids to bring some stuff out to the curb on the big garbage day, right? And then they forgot to do it. And I said, you guys forgot to bring it. It only happens once a year. Well, you didn't remind us. Well, you didn't, you know, it's like, but you said you were going to do it anyway. So there's the flipping it around and making it my fault. And I'm just like, wait a minute, how did that become my fault? And so, but anyways, that's a simple, you know, a little version of it, but I was experiencing a lot of stuff and through different multiple people. And I thought, not me. And I was like, what am I being shown here? Why do I need to look at this? So I went on this journey of, where am I being the narcissist? Where am I being the control freak? Yeah. Where am I being the gaslighter? Where am I doing these things?
Right.
And happy to say that I didn't stumble upon a lot of things where I felt like I was doing that, but I did discover some areas where I'm like, oh, I could be trying to manipulate that person to do something so that I feel better. I might be doing, you know, and I was starting to identify those things. Now, you know,
do you notice, like when you do that and you look at it yourself, is that what is coming, like out here, it seems more extreme than what you discover within yourself, of what you've done?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that is
sort of attention.
Your attention. Yeah. So it's like it isn't necessarily to the same level.
Turns up the volume.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's what I found too. It's like, but I don't do that, and they're like, you don't know, but
you
it
do
got
a version
your attention,
of,
didn't it?
Yeah, you do a version of that. Yeah, and it's funny because I might be like, well, why is that person treating me like that? I don't treat them like that. And then it's like, no, pause for a second. Where might you treat somebody like that? It doesn't have to be that person. And it's probably not that person. But where in your life, you're being triggered by that. So where in your life are you treating somebody else possibly that way?
Yeah.
And really, you know, and going deep dive into it, you're going to find something. If it keeps showing up and it keeps showing up, which is what was happening, it was like, okay, I need to look at this because it seems to keep showing up.
Yeah.
So I did. I started looking at it and I started realizing some things that happened in childhood that kind of created the personality that I am, that, you know, here it is. We live this way. We don't realize we're doing it. We don't understand that, oh, that behavior, why am I acting that way? Oh, because if I throw that tantrum, or if I do that thing, or if I say that passive aggressive thing, then I'm going to get a result from that. And that, maybe that's what I'm looking for. I'm going to get a reaction. I'm going to get something back from that. So you have to ask yourself, what are you trying to accomplish with that action that you're taking? Are you coming from a place of love, or are you trying to create another scenario there?
Right. And I love what came in just now when you're saying that, was that when it comes back, like, see, now you're on the receiving end, so you're also seeing how it feels. You're also seeing the effect in that way.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's, yeah, where am I doing? So it's like, it's, that's a big deal of it too. I was going to say it's subtle, but sometimes it's not subtle.
Sometimes it's not. But sometimes it is very sneaky. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh. And then as soon as you recognize it and you're ready to make that shift, boom, it's no longer a thing.
Exactly.
So, let's see if we got more in here. You guys are awesome. Calling in the mantis beings. Yeah. They're pretty cool.
They are cool. They're very cool.
Very cool.
Okay, Tracy, tap in. A few days ago, I was out and I was watering, you know, the garden. Okay. And I went to go turn the faucet on. And right next to it, I mean, there's a spider builds webs there because of the water, probably because it comes out. But right above it, there was a mantis. Okay. And it was on the wall and it was stuck in the web. And it was like, because it's not a real big one, it was like about this tall, maybe. And it was like, and it took me a minute to realize what it was. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was scared and everything. So I was trying to feel like, why, you know, I realized it was in this. It kind of did that business, like I was trying to get away and I could see it was stuck in the web. So I was brushing the wall where it was to release the web from it. And then it just stood there. It was, you know, it was very leery of me. I didn't know what to do. And I was like, well, you're not moving. So I'm checking it again to make sure it was freed, but it just kept staring at me.
Yeah.
And,
did you get it?
Uh-huh. And then
so what did I you came, get from that?
Hmm?
What did you get from that message he gave you?
Well, that was just it. I was like, I felt like it was, something was happening. That's what I was saying, tap in, because I know something happened. I just don't know what.
So webs are like,
when I came back, it was still there. And that's why I wanted to check. But this time now it had its hands up in the praying motion and stuff like that. and then it's gone. I haven't seen it since then. So it went on its merry way.
So it was okay.
Yeah.
Well, webs are very symbolic for, we create our own web, you know, our own life. The spider is all about creating. We are the creators, right? So he's stuck in the web, but not entirely, but his little foot stuck in it, right?
It was stuck enough. He couldn't get out himself. He maybe had a couple of feet stuck in it, and it was like it needed to be removed. He needed to be released. I mean, it wasn't in the middle of the web.
Okay,
it was on the outer parts of it. So
there's no mistake in this whole show that we're doing then, because it's all about, bring yourself into a place of peace. You went over there and you moved that web.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he was just patient and waited. And then he calmly sat there and exchanged energy with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of it. It's like when we are in something stressful,
right,
there's always a way out. kid.
Help will come.
Something miraculous will come, like Julia's finger did.
Yes,
I web go away.
Rush the web away. So, I will release you.
You are free. So yeah, so I think it's just kind of the same message that we've been giving this whole show.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many answers in so many different ways, and we don't even know all the ways that something can come to us or show up for us, like the praying mantis. Didn't know, am I going to have to fight this spider or am I going to just be set free by a human?
Giant. I suppose I'm like, we are giants to them. I was doing that today. When I was walking on the road this morning, and there was some bug crawling across the road. It was just going as fast as it possibly could. And it was definitely crossed before I got to it. And I was like, man, I wonder if it's even aware of me, first of all. Does the earth shake? Maybe to it, or to me, it's like, it's fine. But you know, I'm a giant to this bug. And the way he was running, it was like, he might've noticed me and he was trying to get away. I don't know.
I'm going to guess that they do. And, you know, you can take yourself into a meditation and ask, mm-hmm. what did that bug experience, and go into that. It's quite fascinating to be insects and to be other things. Mm-hmm. Had an experience the other day driving where there was this flock of geese on the side of the road. And I kid you not, there was one goose in front. And I swear it had its little wing out, like it's holding the others back.
Like it's hitchhiking?
No, like it was holding the others back like a crossing guard. It was the funniest looking thing. Like one was ahead of the other. There was probably 15 of them total. And they're all standing there on the side of the road. And I slowed down because I was going to let them cross. Yeah. And it just looked at me and it kind of had its one wing out. And it's looking at me and I'm like, okay. So I went ahead and I went around and kind of slow. And then there was another car going the other way. And then the road was clear and they all crossed. It was the craziest thing. He was literally waiting for the traffic to clear. And then they all crossed. And I was just like, did that just happen?
That just happened.
It literally looked at me like, go ahead. Well, you know, go ahead. We're going to go right after you. And it was like, okay, so I went around slow. Boom, they all crossed. They got across safely. Yeah. He literally was waiting for those cars to go.
Yeah.
They're smart. Smart animals.
They are smart. They're very smart. Tracy, I just noticed the time, and I know that you wanted to talk about...
Oh, yes. I know that we have a lot of beautiful practitioners. So my experience as a practitioner of QHHT is we have this amazing resource available to us, and that is QHHTofficial.com, right? We can get on there and create a profile, and we have a forum where we can go in and talk to each other and share experiences, ask questions. For anyone that is not on there, because I've been running across a lot of people that are reaching out to me and asking me questions, like, you know, you could go to the forum and it probably has that answer, or you can ask there and then a bunch of us can answer. And so I just want to reach out to people that haven't considered being on the website. If you're not on there, get on the website, create your profile. This is to practitioners. Create your profile, because one, that's how people are going to find you. I would say probably 99% of my clientele come from finding me on the website. So go get on that website. Make sure you have an updated profile. Make a website of your own if you don't have one. Very resourceful. Put your information on there. People like to know about you. Put your picture, put your information, let them get to know you. Make a video. They want to hear your voice. You know, they're going to hear that voice for several hours in a session. So make a video of your voice. You know, let them see who you are. Let them see your personality. You're going to do great, but get on that resource, because you know what? There's a lot of people that go to that site. And if you're looking for a session, you know, what are you going to do? You're probably going to go to the website and look through the pictures and find people in your area and find the one that resonates for you. So as a practitioner, get on there and show everybody who you are, because they're going to fall in love with you and you're going to get some clients. So yeah, there it is. That's my speech.
Perfect.
Now, Julia, where do they go?
Where can they find you, Tracy?
Well, you guys can find me at tracymahan.com, or you can find me at QHHTofficial.com. So mm-hmm. those are two great places to find me.
Yeah. And if you're interested in doing QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com and you'll get all the information there about the courses, everything, you know, you could want to know and see if it resonates with you.
Courses, yeah, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want to have a session, like Tracy was saying, go there. There's a find a practitioner page and you can, you go there and you look for people in your area or however far you're willing to travel, see who resonates with you. Now, the only way this goes back to the practitioners, the only way people can see who resonates with them is if they see a profile with a picture on it or things that are telling them that more about you.
Yeah.
You want to put stuff on there.
I was told a long time ago, probably when I was in the real estate world, it's so important to have your picture.
Yeah.
People really want to, I mean, it's,
they want to see the eyes.
They want to see the person. Yeah. I want to know who I'm working with. I don't want to be surprised the day of.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Get your content out there. Let be findable. That's my words. Be findable. Yeah,
absolutely. And if you're interested, you know, if you want to know how the body talks to you for aches and pains and illnesses and how you can, you know, it's just a message and you can easily heal. The body can heal itself. Just let it do it. It just wants to deliver a message. Go to juliacannon.com and get all the information there.
Wonderful. Well, we did it. All right, you guys. Oh, we won't be here next week because I'm going to be out of town. So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Tracy has a life.
My life is going to be with a level one companion class. So.
Yeah, there we go.
So it's all about QHHT, but it's
it
life. All right, you guys. Love you. See you next time.
Bye.